Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. This afternoon, we have with Ms. Martha Rachel Grogan. Ms. Grogan, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing very well this afternoon, and I trust you are as well.
I'm doing all right this afternoon. Ms. Grogan, your daughter, and I believe it was April of 2009.
Yes, April 2009.
Was murdered.
Yes.
My prayers and sympathies go out to you and your family.
Thank you.
I just want to say thank you for agreeing to come on the show, and I admire your strength in coming forward with your story. The reason I'm doing the show is you may be able to help a woman or women leave an abusive relationship that, and that's my reason for doing the show. And also to put your story out there so women will know, you know?
I appreciate that. And I also want to say that I want men to know as well, because they are the silent population, if you will, silent demographics. Many men are also abused, but we don't hear much about it because they don't come forward.
Yes, ma'am.
For being embarrassed and other reasons, you know, cultural reasons.
All right. Okay. With that, listeners, we're going to go to some commercials, and then we're going to come back and talk to Ms. Martha Rachel Grogan. All right, listeners, my commercial isn't working, so we're going to go into this show is sponsored by Dobain & Cowens Mortgage Investments. Listeners, don't forget to contact Dobain & Cowens Mortgage Investments. This company can handle all of your commercial finances needs, so contact them at 678-607-5092 and allow them to handle your commercial financing. Their website is http://dobynecowens.webs.com. That's D-O-B-Y-N-E, Cowens, C-O-W-I-N-S, .webs.com. And tell them that Show Talk with Angela Butler sent you. Also, Dobyn & Cowens Mortgage Investments are hiring in the credit repair department, but they are asking that you not call about the job in the credit repair department, that you go to their website. And again, that website is http://dobyne.webs.com. All right, Miss Grogan.
Yes.
What type of woman was your daughter?
She was a joyful, peace loving, people-loving, devoted mother. She enjoyed her work. She worked with senior citizens. She was employed with Fulton County here in Atlanta, Georgia. She worked for a senior citizens day facility. And she was president of her homeowners association. But most of all, her main role in life was to be a mother and to help other people. My daughter had many years of struggling with addiction, and fortunately, she was able to get clean and stay clean. So the last years of her life were especially good, wonderful, and joyful for her and all those who knew her. And she took what she learned through her struggles to help other people.
Your daughter was, I hope I pronounced her name right, Miss Mika.
It's Mika, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your daughter was in a relationship with Calvin Myers. Am I correct, Miss Rachel Grogan? Miss Martha Rachel Grogan?
Yes, she was in a relationship with him 13 years prior to her demise. she was civil to him because of her two youngest sons.
Okay. All right, she was civil to him because of the two youngest sons. She was with Calvin Myers 13 years.
Yes.
Okay.
13 years prior to him coming. Yeah.
Okay, prior. Were there any signs in the beginning of the relationship that Calvin Myers was abusive or that things would turn out the way they did? I mean, were there any signs that he was abusive?
Yes.
Yes.
Their original breakup 13 years prior to him taking her life, he had tried to at that time and they broke up. So, yes, the signs were there.
He tried to take her life.
Yes, yes. Fire. And she actually helped him get help for his problem. My daughter was a very forgiving person.
Okay. So he was physically and emotionally abusive. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying the signs were there.
The signs were there.
Yeah, the signs were there. And they laid dormant until she started seeing someone. And that's when things started to exacerbate. He was calling her numerous times a day at work on her cell phone, stalking her basically, going to a local fast food restaurant where he could sit at a window and see plain and be in plain view of her front door. He tried to run her off the road at one time. So things started to escalate and elevate. I was not aware. My four other daughters, I think, wanted to protect me and didn't want me to worry. So on the Saturday that he killed her, I was in total shock. It was a beautiful Saturday afternoon. I still feel guilt because I was at the beauty shop as she was being murdered. I came home, relaxing at home by myself, and received the call and just went into total hysteria. And you see, to turn on a television and to see your daughter on a walkway with a sheet over her and a SWAT team outside of her home, needless to say, it's surreal.
Okay.
It's difficult to process.
Yes, ma'am, I know this is very hard for you, but I thank you for agreeing to do the show. I know this is hard, but how did he murder your daughter? I mean,
he drove his convertible car through her front door and the front wall of her home. She had bought a town home, and it was a very nice town home. She was president of her homeowners association, and she was very proud of the accomplishment. And she had worked in her garden that day. She had a small garden in the back and some flowers in the front. And her, the young man she was dating, was there. She was downstairs, it's my understanding, preparing lunch for her boys. Calvin Myers had the boys that Saturday. He'd gone to a job fair with and had them, and just about town. He took them to the park, is my understanding, and left them there and drove to my daughter's home. He drove his convertible car with the top down through her front door, through the front wall. Literally, the car was in the living room. From what I understand, she tried to get away. I think he stabbed her at least once before she got out of the house. I'm not sure, but she did run out the back. He ran after her. He threw a landscaping rock at her, and she was unable to get up. He proceeded to stab her a total of 16 times in the torso. he bashed her head in with a rock, and the trauma to her head was so hard it took her ear off, and ultimately left her brains outside of her neighbor's front doorstep. He then went back into her home and proceeded to destroy almost everything there. He threw things out of the window. It was a two-story home. And he just basically started throwing all the boys' belongings, her belongings, just, you know, televisions, anything he could get his hands on. So the SWAT team was there approximately 2 hours and 45 minutes trying to talk him out. And if the record is what I've been told it is, approximately the time the SWAT team had basically decided to take him out, for lack of another term, his sister was able to coach him out of the home. I think a few minutes later it would have been too late for him. And they then took him to an undisclosed location because inmates, this happened in the city of Roswell, which is a suburb of Atlanta. The inmates in the Roswell jail found out what happened, of course, saw it on television, and started to make threats. So the officials could not guarantee his safety in the Roswell jail. So they basically took him to an undisclosed location.
Yes, ma'am. That's horrible.
Yes, it is.
May God be with you. Did your daughter have any children by Calvin Meyer?
Yes, two sons.
Okay. Has Calvin Myers ever said why he did what he did? Has he offered an apology or anything?
I try not to judge because I really believe that we are judged according to the way we judge others. So I'm going to give you my observation. My observation and my perception is that his responses have been failed attempts, not so much to justify or apologize, but to basically, you know, we can do things right or we can do the right thing. And I think he was trying to do things right, you know, say all the right things, do all the right things. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. I didn't get up that morning meaning to kill her. Those kind of statements. Every time we were in court, he would ask to address the family, my family, and those are the kinds of statements he would say. The day that he was sentenced a few weeks ago, it was interesting. That day he offered no apology. He had nothing to say to us. He did not ask the judge to speak to us. He asked to speak to his family. He basically told his family to be strong, hold their heads up, and his last statement was, God is good. And he was taken out of the courtroom after that, but he didn't say anything on that day, which I found very interesting.
What were the charges against Calvin Myers?
There were several charges, but the main charges were torture, malice murder, endangering more than one human life in a public place, using a weapon in the commission of a crime, and anything other than that, I don't recall, and I don't want to say anything that's not true.
Okay.
But there were several charges.
So he was sentenced just past July for his crimes?
Yes.
And how long will he serve?
He was sentenced to a total of 110 years. Before he'll be eligible for parole. Life in the state of Georgia is 30 years. He was sentenced to life plus 110 years. He is now 40 years old. he will be 150 before he's eligible for parole.
Okay. How do you feel now that he is in prison? How do you feel?
My hurt still lingers. My despair is still with me. I have some semblance of peace, but not total peace. People mean well. People have, you know, done high fives and thumbs up and yay, he got 110 years. For whatever reason, I don't feel jubilant. I don't feel celebratory about it. I'm just as sad now as I was when it happened. Of course, I'm glad he will not be out and able to hurt anyone else. But I have not, something within me just will not allow me to celebrate, if you will.
Okay.
The judge said to me after the proceedings that day that there are no winners in this, and I think he best surmised it, which is probably why I don't seem to have a reaction that I think some people expected for me to have. I know things change with time. I know that 25 years from now, it will hurt just as much as it hurt the day it happened. It won't hurt as often, but when it hurts, it really hurts. To lose a child and to bury a child before a parent leaves this planet, it feels like it's against the natural order of things. And there's a saying that perception is reality. So that's right now my reality. It's like a missing puzzle, a piece of a puzzle that I just can't seem to find. I don't want her life to be in vain. I'm determined that her life here will not be in vain and that her memory will be sustained. And if that means talking to other people so they will not go through what she went through, or people who have gone through it, just being able to comfort them, just whatever my daughters and I can do to help someone else, that's the least we can do in terms of her legacy, to honor her and to honor her children.
All right. Listeners, we have Miss Martha Rachel Grogan on the show Talk with Angela Lowe. We're going to try to go to break. We're going to try to play some commercials, then we're going to come back. Well, I still cannot get that to work. I apologize. We're going to go to, we're going to try another one. And I apologize, listeners, I'm having technical problems. All right, listeners, that's not going to work. There's something wrong with the system. Miss Martha Grogan, my sympathies go out to you and your family. I can't say I know how you feel. That would be an error of me to say, but my heart goes out to you and my prayers definitely go out to you and your family.
We thank you for that.
Yes, ma'am. Do you believe that domestic violence is a common occurrence in the United States of America, in your opinion? I know that's a broad question, but...
Well, it's a broad question, but it's a relevant question, and it's a fact. I think there's approximately 7 women every hour in the United States that lose their life. I don't know about how many men, because the statistics are not as well kept, but definitely with females. And there's no particular age or race or culture. It's like anyone is subject, and you oftentimes don't know until it happens or it's taking place. Some people do know. Other people are caught totally by surprise. I don't know when the appropriate age would be to educate about domestic violence. We don't want to frighten our children. We want them to be safe. And by the same token, we need to protect them. So my jury's still out on, in terms of exactly what to do, but I do know that something needs to be done. It's at epidemic proportions.
Right.
There are women right now as we speak who are afraid to walk in the door of their home. They're somewhere in a shelter. I don't know about where you are in Florida, in Georgia. Many of the shelters, depending on the age of the child and the mother can't be in the same shelter. So this oftentimes measures to help and to protect perpetuate separating the family that much more.
All right. You're right about the statistics. I know this is not easy. I keep saying this, but do you have any closure since he has been sentenced?
No.
None.
I do not. I don't know if closure for me is possible. I've always thought, since I've been an adult, that I was reasonably able to articulate in a manner that all could understand and keep things simple. But this is a subject that my vocabulary does not support. Closure is not the word, and I have not found a word to truly capture what I feel, how I feel, and how it affects me. But definitely no closure.
No closure. Okay. Do you think that you and your family have received justice by the judicial system?
We have.
Yeah. All right.
We have, and I personally think that for families who are going through an ordeal such as this, if they don't have a voice, they need someone to help them have a voice, because I was... in the beginning, very patient and basically I was cooperative. But as time went on, I said 3 years is a long time. So on the third year, which was April this month, friends and coworkers started to send faxes to the DA's office, just with my daughter's picture on it, saying, basically, we want justice for Minka Rachel Grogan. You know, how long does it take? And I basically escalated the effort to bring him to justice, because I saw that just being cooperative and going along with the system was basically like a road to nowhere. And when I really became aggressive and at times demanding, but always respectful, that's when we got on a fast track.
I find it odd that you said you had to be aggressive with the way things came about.
I chose to be aggressive.
No, I find it odd that you would have to be.
Oh,
I
understand.
Mean,
I understand.
Automatically. All right, I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. I definitely understand what you're saying. You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right.
But
I found myself making calls, saying things like I had an advocate assigned to me within the judicial system, within the county where this happened. And I found myself calling, saying, if my daughter was the president's sister, the governor's daughter, the mayor's wife, would it make a difference? Do we need to play a game called pretend and pretend that she's with somebody else? And I never thought that I would get to that point, but I did. And I just became relentless in my pursuit for justice.
I know you said that you became relentless, but I want to talk about just a little tad bit more. Were they not willing to prosecute him? I mean, it was not the public.
That was not the problem. They were willing and ready to prosecute. The charges were upgraded from malice murder to add torture and every other crime that they could judicially document. No, they were definitely willing to prosecute him. That was not the problem. Taking someone's life is a serious matter. And this case was a death penalty case. So he had court-appointed attorneys. So every time, I would say 9 out of 10 times, 99% of the time, when the case was scheduled to go to court, there would be some snag in the proceedings. And the day before, a week before, but close to the day, the date that was set, we were always basic, well, not always, but most of the time, the date was changed because his attorneys asked for a continuance, and they were granted that. It turned out that this was the judge's first death penalty case, so he wanted to be sure to dot every I, cross every T, because he didn't want at any time for anything during this process to come back to have to start all over again in terms of appeals. So, no, the DA's office was aggressive and more than willing. They had been ready for over 2 years. I applaud them. They did all they could do. And I found out in doing my research that in order for me to get somewhere with this, I needed to get to the judge. So the judge would not continue to grant these delays and continuances. Originally, I try not to assume, originally I really thought it was the DA's office that was the holdup, but I found out indeed that was not the case.
Okay.
So right. I call one of the local television stations here in Atlanta, and I sent an email to one of the newscasters to inform her about the fax campaign we were doing, and she had a reporter call me, and I did an interview, and the judge saw it, as well as the DA's office.
Okay.
There's a huge backlog in the particular county where we live. I think there's over 300 cases of murder, rape, and other very serious crimes. Many people have been released because the statute of limitations ran out, because they were not brought to trial in a timely manner.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turn your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylist and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
Miss Martha,
yes.
I apologize to you. My commercial started up. I was having technical difficulties, and it started up without me realizing it. I apologize to the
Oh, no problem. I thought as much.
Yes, ma'am. Sometimes, you know, with things computerized and everything, little things happen.
It was just a little hiccup.
Yes, ma'am. So you feel that you and your family have received justice by the judicial system, and I'm glad that you have that satisfaction. I'm going to wrap up the show, Ms. Martha Rach Brogan. My heart goes out to you and your family, and it's not many things anyone can really say in a situation like this, because you would have to be walk a day in your shoes, I know. But is there anything you would like to say to the listening audience, or to anything you'd like to add?
At this point, I just want to add, if someone follow your heart, follow your spirit. When your spirit's speaking to you, when your heart's talking to you, whether you're male or female, when you feel like you're in danger, more than likely you are. Even if you can't really pinpoint anything definite, if that feeling is there, pursue it, find out why you're feeling it, and by all means, be safe and stay safe. Don't be afraid to ask for help. It may not always be a family member or a friend. It could be an agency. It could be a hospital. It could be a doctor. But someone you can trust, ask for help.
Okay. I have one more question. In the past, before Kevin Myers murdered your daughter, Mika Grogan?
Mika, yes.
Mika. Miss Mika Grogan. Was he ever put in jail?
Oh, he'd been in jail for several times for different crimes and misdemeanors, and he'd been in and out of rehab as well.
What about for things he did to her?
Not to my knowledge.
Not to your knowledge. All right. Thank you, Ms. Martha Rachel Grogan, for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I thank you very much.
Well, I thank you for your time. I thank you for your caring. I wish you well. May your show continue and prosper. And I trust that your platform will be what you want it to be.
I pray for that, too, and I pray for a lot of other things, too. Thank you, Ms. Grogan.
You're welcome. Be blessed.
God bless you. Be blessed, too.
Thank you.
Listeners, yes, ma'am. We've had with us on the show, it's getting close to nighttime, Ms. Martha Rachel Grogan. Her daughter, Mika Grogan, was murdered by Kevin Myers, it happened within the state of Georgia. I thank you all for listening to the show, and I'd just like to say be safe and take care of yourselves, and thank you for listening to the show. I really appreciate everyone. Thank you. Bye.